listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City. My word
is a lamp. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We see we have finished the series on Psalm 119, and now we are going into a new series. It's called Grow in Grace and Knowledge. Grow in Grace and Knowledge. And we're taking that key verse from 2 Peter 3:18. 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we are going to pray, and then we begin our new series. Let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We honor you for who you are. We give you all the glory that belongs to your name. We thank you for this privilege to come to hear your word. Oh God, we know that you are calling us to maturity in you, oh God. So we pray, oh God, as we hear this word, we will grow in grace and knowledge of you. Almighty God, have your way in us, oh God, we pray. Help us, oh God, not to be babes forever, not to be tossed about with every wind of doctrine. But we will come, O God, and hold fast to the doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we pray today in the name of Jesus that those who take time out to come to hear your word, O God, will purpose in their hearts to obey your word. Father, we thank you for your word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And we thank you for all that you have done and all that you are doing in our lives. Transform us by the renewing of our minds, we pray. And help us to grow up in you and grow up fast, O God Almighty, because your coming is near. So we just thank you again for your word today. We thank you, O God, for all that you have done. And we look to you by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. We are going to be looking in 2 Peter 3:10 to 18. And we are going to start this new series in 2 Peter 3:10 to 18, grow in grace and knowledge. Grow in grace and knowledge of whom? Of our Lord Jesus Christ. But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we are called to grow up, people of God. We are called to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we look on the word grow, it means to increase in size or stature. It means, people of God, that growth is a process. It is a process. So it has step by step, it's stage by stage. So we see even in the physical growth process, it's a process. Physical growth and development is a process. So we see when the newborn, and we see there's infancy from birth up to a year. We see the toddler and the preschool stage, 18 months to 6 years. We see the school-age child, even in the natural realm, people of God, we have to understand that this growth, even the physical growth, is a process. So we see school-age child, 6 to 12 years, adolescent stage, 12 to 18 years, and that's when we see they are so concerned about their body image, they're concerned about their identity, and that's when the identity crisis sets in. We see early adulthood, 18 to 40 years, and we see this is a big step into an unknown world of adulthood, where suddenly this person is expected to get about efficiently and behave according to the rules of an adult society. So they have to take on certain responsibility. So people of God, when we grow up, there are certain responsibilities that we have to take on. We now have to take on kingdom responsibility. And many of us are shirking from kingdom responsibility. That's why we remain immature. But God is calling us to be his ambassadors wherever he places us. So we as God's people must understand that we are called to grow up and take on our responsibilities. We see also in middle adulthood, another stage of the physical growth, we see 40 to 65 years. There's the physical abilities wane. So we see the physical abilities are decreasing when we reach 40 to 65 years. Look at our physical abilities, they are decreasing. And the reality of aging appears. We start to look older. and we wonder what's going on. But we have to understand the stages of our growth and development. And we see the elderly are the older adult decreasing in health. They're decreasing physical health and strength. And this is usually the elderly, usually 65 years and older. They have to learn how to adjust to a self-image that is quite different from their youthful self-image. So we have to understand, people of God, as the elderly realistically accept growing older, so they will learn to accept the change in self-image. So as we grow older in the faith, as we mature in the faith, we will accept the change that has come to us. Our minds will be renewed with the word of God, so that, people of God, our lives will never be the same. We will know what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God when we mature in Him. So we are called not to conform to the world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And people of God, when our minds are renewed and we walk in that renewed mind, we are mature Christians. So we are called to grow. Grow in grace. Grow up as children of God. And we see the elderly, as we see as they accept their decline. And we see this is accompanied with enhanced self-esteem. So they think of themselves as worthwhile. They age gracefully, people of God. And when we come to mature in Christ, people of God, we are going to embrace our set-apartedness. We are going to know that we are different from the world. We are going to know that we must not conform to the world and its system. So we are called to grow up in Christ Jesus. Grow. And we look at the definition to increase in size or stature. And to know that growth is a process, people of God. And we see grace is an unmerited favor. It's charis. It's a gift. It's divine enablement. All of these words, people of God, define what grace is. It's power. The power of the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Spirit to enable us. So we need that grace. He is the Spirit of grace. So we need that divine enablement. We need that divine favor, that unmerited favor. In His presence, there is fullness of joy. At His right hand, there are favors, pleasures forevermore. So we see, people of God, when we stay in the presence of God, we will have that grace with us daily to help us. We will have grace for every situation. When we look at the word knowledge, it means to know, to be aware of, to be in intimate relationship with. And we are called to be in an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. We are called to know Him personally, not know about Him, but know Him personally. So when Peter said that we should grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, he's telling us to know Jesus intimately, to be aware of who He is, to know Him in such a way that we will not deny Him, to know Him in such a way that we will walk worthy of the vocation in which we are called, to know Him in such a way that we will honor His name in our daily lives, people of God. So we are called to grow, to increase in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are encouraged by the Apostle Peter to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are to understand and apply God's grace to our lives daily. There is grace for every situation, people of God. There is grace for every situation. But if we remain as babes, we will not know this. We have to grow up to understand, people of God, and to appropriate all that He has given us. There is grace for every situation that confronts us today. We will become mature believers and walk in intimacy with our Savior and Lord daily. So when we grow up, when we grow in grace and become mature, we will walk each day in intimacy with our Savior and Lord. So God's people perish because of lack of knowledge. So Peter said, grow in grace and knowledge. Because of lack of knowledge, we perish, the word tells us. So when we decide to search the scriptures, we come into intimate knowledge of our Savior. The Holy Spirit will illuminate God's word to us. So we walk in revelation knowledge, which transforms us from the inside out. People of God, it's the revelation knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ that will transform us. We cannot be transformed otherwise unless the word is revealed to us. And the Holy Spirit is here to reveal his word to us and to help us to grow up in Christ Jesus. He's here to guide us into all truth. So we cannot be babes forever, people of God. God is calling us to grow up. Grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Be transformed by the renewing of our minds, and only the word of God can renew our minds. We must study to show ourselves approved of God, not of man, of God. Study to show yourself approved of God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. People of God, we must become skilled in the word. We must know the word of God and know which word applies to whichever situation. We must use the right word for the right situation so that we can see great results. When we are mature, we become skilled in the word and we know which word to use for whichever situation. So when we become skilled in the word, people of God, will make proper application. Proper application will be made through understanding the word. If we don't understand the word, we cannot apply it unto wisdom. So we are called, people of God, to study and to be skilled in the word, that we can make proper application of the word to our daily lives. Then we will grow spiritually. We are called to grow spiritually. We will look on the physical growth process. So we are called to grow in like manner, to grow spiritually and become true representatives of Christ. We are called, people of God, to display the characteristics of Christ daily in our lives. That shows that we have become mature. So we are called to grow up spiritually. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of grace. We must understand that, and we can read that in Hebrews 10:29. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of grace. We do not want to insult him. We do not want to insult him by rejecting Jesus' sacrifice for us. The Holy Spirit is here to dispense the grace that is needed in every area of our lives. We must understand this truth, people of God. The Holy Spirit is here to dispense the grace that is needed in every area of our lives. But we must go to God in prayer. We must go to God in prayer. Prayer must be our lifestyle. The word of God tells us pray without ceasing. So we must have a heart posture of prayer. Hebrews 4:16 tells us, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. People of God, God's grace is here for us to help us, to enable us. Divine enablement is here for us to help us to grow up in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is here to empower us daily. He's here to help us. He is our help. He's our paracletos. But we must come to him. Let us therefore come what? Boldly. Come with confidence to the throne room of grace. When we are truly children of God, we come to God confidently. When we become mature in Christ, we don't draw back. Whatever the situation is, we come to God confidently that we may obtain mercy. We need mercy daily and find grace. Find grace to help us in time of need. Grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So people of God, this was just an introduction to the series of growing in grace. So as we look into this word, we must understand that, people of God, as we go to God in prayer daily, we will obtain the mercy and the grace that we need to help us daily. It's a daily walk, children of God. It's a daily walk. So we must obtain the mercy and the grace that we need to help us in the time of need. We need grace, people of God. We need His mercies. So we have to run to the throne room of grace. Cry out to Abba Father. Abba Father, we need grace. We need grace. Grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are going to look at 2 Peter 3 and we look at verse 10. Verse 10 of 2 Peter 3, the word said, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heaven, will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up." Peter said, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. People of God, when we grow up, when we are mature, we will be looking for Christ's coming. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, unexpectedly. People of God, without warning. So when we are mature, we will be looking for the day of the Lord. The word of God tells us there will be a new heaven and a new earth because the old heaven and earth will be passed away. So we see in John, we see the Revelator John in Revelation. He wrote Revelation, the Apostle John, in Revelation 21. Revelation 21, verse 1. The word said, "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea." So people of God, when we are mature, when we are mature believers, when we grow up in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, then we will be looking for His coming. We will understand that this old earth and heaven will pass away. There will be a new heaven and a new earth, as the word tells us in Revelation 21, 1. Look at verse 11 of 2 Peter 3. Verse 11 of 2 Peter 3. "Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved," "what manner of person ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?" Peter asks this question. Peter was saying to these saints, the dispersed Jewish believers, that since they are aware that these things will happen, he asks them a question, and he's asking us that same question today. What manner of person are you supposed to be in holy conduct and godly living? And I will ask each and every one of us that are listening today, what manner of person are we supposed to be? Are we looking for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are we mature believers? Mature believers are looking for the coming of the Lord. What manner of person are we supposed to be in holy conduct and godly living? What manner of person are we supposed to be, people of God? We're supposed to be holy, godly, waiting upon the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we are mature, we are looking for His coming. Look at verse 12 of 2 Peter 3. The word said, looking for. So when we are mature, we're looking for. Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. When we live in holiness and righteousness, we are looking for and hastening the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. People of God, do you know that we can hasten the coming of the Lord? When we, as God's people, the body of Christ, start to live righteous and holy and get ready for Christ, we see, people of God, we will hasten the coming of the Lord. That's what Peter says here. Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. So when we live in holiness and righteousness, we are looking for the coming and hastening the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. When the bride is ready, people of God, when the church of God is ready, who is the bride? When the bride is ready, the groom will come. We must understand this truth. where we look in Revelation 22, 17 said, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. The Spirit and the bride is calling for Jesus to come. The Spirit and the bride say, come. So when the church is in partnership with the Holy Spirit, the church will be ready for the coming of Christ. When the church is in partnership, I will repeat it. When the church is in partnership with the Holy Spirit, the church will be ready for the coming of Christ. So the Spirit and the bride will say, come. The Spirit and the bride will be united. The Spirit and the bride will say, come, Jesus, come. So we have to understand, people of God, when we come to that stage of maturity, when we grow up in Christ, when we grow in grace and knowledge, when we, people of God, appropriate the grace that God has given us and walk in the Spirit and being led by the Spirit and walking as mature sons and daughters, we can say with the Spirit of God and the Spirit and the bride say, come. The bride has made herself ready because we are looking for and hastening the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 13 of 2 Peter 3. Verse 13 of 2 Peter 3 said, nevertheless, we according to his promise look for a new heaven and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Nevertheless, we according to his promise look for a new heaven and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. So people of God, when we are mature, we will be looking for the new heaven and the new earth. We will not be here murmuring about all that is happening here on fallen earth. This, all of this, people of God, will be burnt up as the word of God tells us. And we are looking for that new heaven and that new earth in which righteousness dwells. Are we looking for that new heaven and new earth? So let us read Revelation 21 as the Apostle John wrote in Revelation 21. And we see from 1 to 5. Revelation 21, 1 to 5. Let us read. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth has passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John was speaking here, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. People of God, are you looking for the new heaven and the new earth? The former things have passed away. No more death, no more pain, no more crying, no more tears, people of God. Look at verse 5. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, look and see. I make all things new. I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. He said to the Apostle John, Jesus Christ himself said, write, John, for these sayings are faithful and true. Write it so that we can have it to see. We can have divine instruction of righteousness, so we can understand as believers in Jesus Christ that this is not it. There is more. Christ is coming back. There is going to be a new heaven and a new earth. For the former things shall pass away. So people of God, as we mature in Christ, we don't just live for now. We live for the future. The future is bright. And we read in Revelation, we see the future is bright. Because God is coming to dwell with us and going to wipe away every tear from our eyes. Whatever is causing us to cry at this time, people of God, a day is coming when it will be over. The pain will be over. Pain might be ache in your body at this time, but the pain will be over. There will be no more pain. No more crying, no more sorrow. For the former things have passed away. So the word of God said, then he who sat on the throne, behold, I make all things new. Everything will be new when we are mature people of God. We will have on the lens of God. We will have his word so much in our hearts that we will see things from his viewpoint. So we will understand that all things will be made new. God is coming back, people of God. He's coming back for a mature set of believers. A set of people who decide that I'm going to grow up. We can't be babes forever. We must grow up. So we see in 2 Peter 3:14, the word said, therefore, beloved, Peter speaking to the church, the people of God, therefore, beloved, looking forward to those things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. So Peter encouraged the believers to be diligent. Put out some effort, people of God. Be hardworking, be conscientious, be industrious. Don't just sit back and expect things to happen. Partner with the Holy Ghost. Be diligent, be constant. In season, out of season, in good times, in bad times, you're still pressing on with the Lord because you're mature in him. So be diligent that you may be found by Christ in wholeness. Christ died that we might be made whole, without impurities and without sin. People of God, without spot and blameless before him. We must be without impurities. We must be sinless. We must be people who are walking in holiness and in truth, walking in Christ Jesus, abiding in him, and let his words abide in us. People of God, we have to understand Christ is coming back, that we may be found by Christ in wholeness. We may be found by Christ, mature in him, grown up in grace and in knowledge of him, looking for his coming, waiting for his coming, be prepared, be ready for his coming, walking in wholeness, without impurities and without sin. People of God, we'll stop at verse 14 of 2 Peter 3 this week. Next week, God's willing, we will start at verse 15 of 2 Peter 3, and we will go up to verse 18 and go on to another chapter in 2 Peter. But God is saying to us today, grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe this new series has come to really mature us. As we go into the word together, we will become mature Christians in the Lord Jesus Christ. So let us pray and close this evening. Father, we thank you for your word to us. We thank you for who you are. We thank you that you're calling us to mature, to grow in grace and knowledge of you. We pray today in the name of Jesus, as we hear your word, we will purpose in our hearts to grow up in you through the power of the Holy Ghost. We will yield to you, Holy Spirit, and allow you to help us to grow up in you. So we trust you, Lord. We look to you. We bless you and we praise you forever as we look to you by faith, O God. Thank you for your people and thank you for your word. As we look to you and give thanks, in Jesus' name we pray and we say amen. And amen. God bless you all. Continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
In the Lord is love. Reproofs of instruction.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.